In this video, I'm going to give you the 6 ideal places to be saving for retirement. Number 1, emergency fund. It's crucial to maintain a substantial emergency fund in liquid cash to tackle those unforeseen expenses. Whatever the emergency, have enough cash prevents from taking money from the wrong places and incurring penalties or fees. Check out penalty-free CDs. Yes, they exist. I've had a 7-month CD myself. Cash it out with any penalty or any other problems. Also, check out high yield savings account. The money is liquid and it fluctuates up and down, but often paying better than savings and money market accounts. The amount held should be aligned with your individual risk tolerance and reoccurring expenses. Every professional has different numbers in mind. They'll say 6 months, 9 months, 12 months of living expenses. Just make sure you have enough for your own sleep factor and not too much that doesn't make sense. Now, if we haven't met, I'm Tony Hansman, a financial advisor, and I love helping families with retirement planning. Please hit that like and subscribe button and stay with me till the very end because I want to make sure that we can maximize your retirement plan. Number 2, contribute to a 401k. It's a no-brainer, at least up to the employer match, as it essentially means free money. So if they'll match 6%, then I want you to put in 6%. This not only boosts retirement saving, but also provides an upfront tax deduction, lowering taxable income. If you're saving more than the match, then I simply want you to redirect those savings to a different tax financial vehicle. As a financial advisor, I spend a lot of time trying to unwind too much money in qualified plans like a 401k, TSP, and 403bs. Number 3, can you contribute to an HSA? By contributing to an HSA, individuals can benefit from a triple tax advantage involving tax-deductible contributions, tax-free growth, and tax-free withdrawals for qualified medical expenses. Number 4, can you contribute to your company's stock plan at a discount? Often employers will offer through payroll deduction company stock at a discount. If you believe in your company you're working for and its future, take advantage of this discount. Do it consistently with each paycheck deduction. Number 5, implementing the backdoor Roth IRA. For those with high income, a backdoor Roth strategy might be for you. The strategy involves making non-deductible contributions to a traditional IRA, then converting it to a Roth IRA. You get no upfront deduction and you pay the tax on the conversion, but then you enjoy the tax-free growth and future withdrawals following all the guidelines. Just take caution doing this strategy as you must follow all the rules and you don't want to create any red flags. Number 6, non-qualified brokerage account. This is your after-tax dollars. So you're contributing to your 401k, you're putting money in tax-free Roth accounts. Now it's time to fund those after-tax dollars. This is a place that you may need in the future, such as you go into early retirement if qualified funds are not available and you're deferring your Roth money as long as possible. Using after-tax dollars, depending on your situation, might be the best place. So most people I see, their 2 biggest assets are their home and their 401k or 403b or a TSP, the tax-deferred money. Then I spend a lot of time trying to fix this problem as they're nearing or entering retirement because they believe taxes are going to be higher in the future and they create a bigger problem saving money in the wrong places. Not always, but often I find having a better balance between qualified money, tax-free money, and after-tax brokerage accounts with my clients provide more options and most of the times they're better prepared for retirement. Now, if this was helpful, please like and subscribe, and as always, consult a licensed professional who understands your specific goals and dreams.